A new report on visiting policies in New York State hospitals shows inconsistencies on website information and in telephone calls to hospitals and general confusion about federal and state regulations. Advocates urge hospitals to be more patient-friendly because they say it will save lives. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
Advocates for Hospital Patient Support announced in a teleconference the release of a report called Sick, Scared and Separated from Loved Ones, which reviewed the visiting policies of hospitals in New York State. Susan Mattei from the New Yorkers for Patient and Family Empowerment said they looked at 99 acute care hospitals in the state.
Looking at their written visiting policies on their websites and where information was not quite clear, we were following up with phone calls to the hospitals or looking to get hard copy versions of patient guides to get more information on their visiting policies. And we thought we were just going to do an ordinary consumer-oriented comparison of visiting hours. But what we found was surprising differences in patients' visitation rights from one hospital to the next.
The impetus for the report came from a 1999 report, To Air is Human, put out by the Institute of Medicine, that discovered that there were 44,000 to 98,000 deaths a year due to medical errors. And that launched patient safety efforts in hospitals and a federal policy insisting that patients have an advocate with them. Research showed it makes a difference for patients' well-being and to soothe anxiety. Susan Mattei.
We looked at acute care hospitals in the state with 200 or more beds, and we reviewed their websites and examined what they were doing. We found substantial differences, and we scored the hospitals. St. Peter's Hospital in Albany was the top dog. They scored at the top level in all three categories that we looked at. They scored a 10 in their visiting hours because they have this open visiting policy. They scored an 8 for their website clarity, and they also had a statement that was in compliance with the new federal policy on visiting. And that visiting policy states that patients choose who can be with them when visiting becomes very restrictive.
The right to choose as a federal regulation came after the death of Lisa Marie Pond, who was hospitalized in a Florida hospital in 2007. Her domestic same-sex partner, Janice Langbian, was denied visiting rights because she wasn't seen as next of kin, and Pond was left with no one for 8 hours and subsequently slipped into a coma and died. In the report, New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation facilities scored particularly low. Of the 11 HHC hospitals, 5 earned a score of 3 or lower, with one of those at 0. Yet HHC's Bellevue Hospital Center in Manhattan fared much better, with a score of 7. At Reporters' Question Time, one reporter asked if in doing the report the researchers had checked what actually happens at hospitals when one tries to visit.
We confirmed by telephone call with each of the hospitals. So every one of these hospitals was called at least twice, and sometimes several times, to get to the bottom of what the policies were. About a third of the websites were significantly out of date with their policies and were doing something that was significantly different. The hardest thing to figure out was policies on children visitors. The hospitals were all over the map. Some of them would say you can't visit unless you're 12. Somebody would say you can't visit unless you're 13. Some of the hospitals that we called, we would call 3 times and get 3 completely different policies. I have no idea what the Bronx-Lebanon Medical Center's policy is on children visitors, because I got one answer saying no age limit, another one saying they're restricted if they're under age 10, and another saying they're restricted if they're under age 14.
Okay, thank you.
Well, and the other thing is that a substantial portion of the public, when they read something or someone tells them something, they may stop there. They may not go to the next level and say, is there any flexibility? Or maybe if I ask someone else, I'll get a different answer that's more to our liking.
Okay.
So the fact that information is put out there, that has a certain vitality to it, and at least some percentage of potential visitors will stop in their tracks right there.
The report is available for viewing at New York Public Interest Research Group website. For WBAI's Evening News, this is Rebecca Miles reporting.